朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们早安。有一个牧师有一次对他们教会开快车的弟兄姊妹发出提醒和警告。
A pastor once had a warning and a reminder for those who were driving over the speed limit.
他说当你开车开到75迈尔，每小时开到75迈尔的时候。
Now whenever you hit 75 miles an hour.
他说你要开始唱说与你更亲我神。
You should sing the hymn, Closer to Thee, O Lord.
开到85迈的时候就要唱说在那边点名的时候我必在其中。
And when you reach 85 miles an hour, you need to sing, when I'm called up yonder, I'll be there.
他说如果你开到95迈的时候。
And when you hit 95 miles an hour,
你就要唱 I'm coming home, Lord.
You're gonna say, I'm coming home, Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是警告开快车的人啊。
This is a warning for all those who are speeding.
但是我们希望属灵上我们都开快车。
I pray that spiritually we are all speeding towards God.
所以今天念慈姊妹挑的是中档级的，不是高档，也不是低档。
Oh, so Sister Nancy, the songs that she picked today, you're right in the mid range.
So about right, 我希望我们都在主的面前盼望主快点回来。
And we pray that we all will have the longing and eagerness that the Lord will return.
总要趁着还有今日，我说的是从2005年10月底我开始讲起。
The topic while it is still called today, I started in October 2005.
今天是我最后一讲。
This is the last message on that series.
当每一个系列要结束的时候，我心里面总是一则以忧，一则以喜啊。
And when I come to the conclusion of that series, part of me is happy and part of me is sad.
我高兴的是神当初放在我里面的负担终于借着十几次的信息把它给传递出来了。
I am excited that the burden that the Lord has placed in my heart through these series of messages, they are delivered.
我里面忧我所担心的是。
But the thing that I worry about,
我怕我的信息像是那个没有雨的云彩。
And I fear that these messages are like the clouds without rain.
它不能够真正带下祝福，带下改变。
But they will not really bring forth blessings and a change.
我很怕一篇一篇的信息过去了，在我们的生活里面并没有产生真实的改变。
And I fear that one after another, these messages go by, but it didn't really transform our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这一类的信息当它过去的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when this particular series passes by,
我们可能要很久很久以后再听到类似的信息。
Maybe for a while before you hear it.Again.
可是如果他没有改变我们
But if it does not come and change us,
弟兄姊妹，那是一件多么多么叫人遗憾而焦急的事情
And how tragic and how it worries us.
一天一天的日子就在我们手中成为过去
And every single day goes by and is in the past.
正像 Brother Lawrence 说的，如果我们不利用今天来爱神，我们就浪费了今天
Just like Brother Lawrence said, if we do not use today to love the Lord, then we have wasted today.
我真的巴不得弟兄姊妹在我们里面都有一个很强的感觉
And I pray that every single one of our hearts will have this eager desire.
如果我今天没有好好过好
That today, if I have not lived to my uttermost,
在我里面有一个说不出来的遗憾和不甘心
Then in me, there's a regret that is unspeakable and I'm not satisfied.
就让我的失败仅止于今天
And just let all my failures end with today.
就让我最多只浪费了一天
But at the very worst that I just waste today
能够在我里面产生一个愿望说我明天要过得更好
But there would be a desire within us that tomorrow I'm going to live better
我明天决定不能这样子过生活
That tomorrow I'm not going to live the same way
我不是甘心在同样的失败
I will not be in the same failures
我不甘心我在花这么多的时间在不重要的事情上
And I will no longer spend so many time on the things that is not worthy
我不甘心我跟人之间产生的这样子的冲突和不愉快
I'm no longer willing to have this kind of a feud and this unhappiness with people around me
或者我不甘心在主的面前被仇敌攻击让我犯罪跌倒
And I am not happy with the fact that the enemy would attack me and I would fall
今天是第十二堂
This is the 12th message
也是考试期末考
It is the final exam as well
总要趁着还有今日
While it is still called today
有几个人记得我讲过什么
How many of you remember what I talked about?
总要趁着还有今日
Well, it is still called today.
还来得及哈。总要趁着还有今日，我们讲过好几个节目。
And we have many, many, topics related to this particular series.
我们讲到我们最要在乎的一件事情是我们跟神的关系。
And the key point is that we need to care about our relationship with God.
我们总要趁着还有今日，要随时归回，凭着信心继续往前。
While it is still called today, return and by faith move forward.
从我们一切不正常远离神的情形里面我们立刻回来
From all the abnormalities、come back to the Lord
我们讲过总要趁着还有今日我们要凡事长进
That while it is still called today we must grow in all things
要成为一个不断在主面前进步长进的人
Someone that is continually improving
我们讲过总要趁着还有今日要竭力的来得着神的上好
And we said while it is called today、lay hold of the best of the Lord with all you got
神给我们预备的产业太丰富了。
And the inheritance that God has prepared for us is way too full.
我们总要趁着还有今日，要活出我们的最好来。
And while it is still called today, live out your very best.
因为我们每一个人受造都是带着神都带着极崇高的目的和意义来创造我们。
And every single creation, God has a great purpose.
我们怎么样才能够活出我的最好来
？And so, how do I live out my very best?
能够又荣耀神。又能够给人带来祝福。
To glorify God and to bless the men.
我们讲到总要趁着还有今日我们要献上自己当作活祭。
And we said that while it is still called today that we will offer up ourselves as a living sacrifice.
好了其他的忘记没关系上礼拜讲总要趁着还有今日要干嘛。
And last week we talked about while it is called today, what we ought to do.
同心合意兴旺福音。
And one accord desire the prosperous of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹今天我们要来讲继续要来 讲下去。
And we're going to continue on.
我记得我好久以前曾经讲过一句话或者一句话
I remember a long time ago I shared this particular words
他说我们每一个的今天都曾经是昨天
And it says that every single one of
对不起都曾经是明天
Every single one of our todays will eventually become tomorrow
然后每一个的今天都将要成为昨天
And every single one of today will eventually become yesterday
所以你好好的活好今天
So live today well
你就是留下美好的历史然后创造美好的将来
So you will leave a wonderful history and create a beautiful future
所以先不要天天在那里立大志 立心愿
So don't set great goals and desires every day
趁着还有今天好好过好今天
While it is still called today, live this day
因为你的今天就是昨天的明天
And your today was tomorrow's when it was yesterday.
而且你的今天就是明天的昨天。
And your today will be yesterday for tomorrow.
Good.
Praise God.
他进步了，总要趁着还有今日，他进步了。我记得我上次讲这个的时候，他蒙恰恰不知道怎么办。
Last time, brother, you shared on this, I didn't know how to translate it.
好好过好今天。
I live today well.
其实就是留下美好的历史
And it's to leave a wonderful history
其实就是创造美好的将来
And it's to create a wonderful future
所以弟兄姊妹啊我们真的是照着希伯来的作者提醒我们的 Why it is still called today
And just like the author of Hebrew reminds us While it is still called today
当今天还存在的时候
While today still exists
我们怎么样子好好的宝贝它来过好它
How do you treasure it and to live it well
弟兄姊妹我很长的一段时间主常常用这句话提醒我
And oftentimes for a long period of time The Lord reminded me with these words
一天当一天用
Live each day as that day
每一天我都要跟自己算一次账到底我今天过得怎么样
I need a settled account with myself How did I live today
到底当我今天晚上结束我把我自己摆在神面前的时候
When I come to the conclusion of this day I place myself before God
我里面有没有遗憾
Do I have any regrets?
当我今天结束的时候
When I end today
我把我自己摆在天平上有没有显出我的亏欠
I put myself upon that scale I said, am I lacking?
弟兄姊妹我们多么希望当这一天结束的时候我们是这么踏实
And we pray that every day as it comes to its end that we're so certain we're on solid ground
就算我今天过砸了失败了
Even though I may have failed this day
我的失败浪费或是糟糕最多只有一天
That my failures and my mess ups at the very worst is just today
我不会让我的明天跟我今天一样
I'm not going to allow my tomorrow to be the same as today
弟兄姊妹如果我们没有这样子一个强烈的心智的话
If we do not have this burning desire
你昨天怎么过生活你今天很可能还是怎么过生活
How you lived yesterday may be exactly how you're going to live today
而你今天怎么过生活你明天很有可能还是照样过生活
And how you live today may be very well how you're going to live tomorrow
一早起来忙啊忙啊忙啊
And you wake up in the morning you rush right into the middle middle of your busyness.
跑到办公室去。
You rush to work.
做事看电脑写 email.
And you do what you need to do, look at your emails and responses.
回到家又冲啊冲啊接孩子买菜做菜洗饭。洗澡吃饭然后睡觉了
And then you come home, you run around, pick up your kids, make dinner, take a shower, and then go to bed.
转眼之间
And at a twinkling of an eye,
一个月又过去了
A month has gone by.
转眼之间2007年过去了
And again, 2007 has gone by.
转眼之间我们又过了十年
And very shortly, 10 years has gone by.
就像我现在觉得我转眼之间我从来到美国到现在快30年了
Just like for me, it's been 30 years since I've been in the States.
弟兄姊妹啊神看一日如同千年。
God sees a day as a thousand years.
神看千年如同一日。
And a thousand years as one day.
今天我们这个人到底在神面前过得有没有价值。
And whether this day is a value before the eyes of God.
不是根据我们外面成就多少。
It's not according to your success on the outside.
而是根据在神的眼中神算数多少。
But according to the eyes of God, what counts at his eyes?
所以摩西祷告说求神教导他知道怎么样子数算自己的日子。
So Moses prayed, Lord, teach me how to number my days.
好让他得着智慧的心。
That I may have a heart of wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹希望我们不要用次好的来代替的上好的。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that we do not take the second best and replace it with the best.
不要用那些可以少的事情代替那个不可以少的事情。
And replace those things that we cannot do without with the things that, We can do without.
不要用那些短暂的事情去代替的永恒的事情。
Do not replace the eternal things with the things that are temporal.
不要用属地的事情代替的属天的事情。
And do not replace the heavenly things with the earthly things.
也不要去追求那些看得见的，忘记了那个看不见更重要的事。
And do not pursue those things that are seen and forget about those things that are unseen.
你看我一下讲了五个了，你们记得没有？
Five things.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要在主的面前，不要用主以外的东西来替代了主。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that we will not replace the Lord with the things that is outside of the Lord.
一天虽然很短
，a day is very short，
但是它永远有累积的果效。
But it has the power of accumulation.
耶利哥没有一天倒塌。
Jericho did not fall in one day.
但是每一天当神的儿女们在神的旨意中凭信心绕城的时候
But every single day as the children of God by faith circle that city.
所有属灵的力量都在累积着
The spiritual strength is accumulating.
所有仇敌的力量都在被无形中瓦解
And the enemy, the strength of the enemy is dissolving.
一棵树不是一天就长成
A tree does not reach its full growth in one day.
你隔天看它好像也没什么改变
You look upon it after a few days, it looks like there's no change.
但是随着日子过来它就是改变
But in the process of time, it will change.
所以弟兄姊妹到底我们在主的面前有没有总要趁着还有今日啊
So brothers and sisters, do we have the sense of while it is still called today?
好好来过好我们的今天
To live this day well.
今天我们讲最后一讲
So this last topic of the series,
其实是又严肃又重要的一讲
It is solemn and it is serious.
对年轻的孩子也都非常的重要
For all the younger brothers and sisters, it is also very important.
总要趁着还有今日
While it is still called today,
要预备迎接你的神
Prepare to meet your God.
弟兄姊妹我们每一个人都在这条路上去迎接神
Brothers and sisters, we are all on this way to prepare to meet our God.
没有一个人可以替代你我的
No one can take your place.
不管你大人不管你小孩
No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are.
不管你有钱你没有钱
Whether you are wealthy or whether you are poor.
不管你信主没有信主
Whether you believe the Lord or do not believe the Lord.
我们都在审判的路上等候我们的神
We are in this path of judgment waiting for the Lord.
那这一个日子是为每一个人预备的
And this day is prepared for all.
没有一个人可以逃脱
No one can run away from it.
每一个人都要去面对神
Everyone has to come and meet God.
还有弟兄姊妹 我相信我们都有考试的经验
And I believe everybody has the experiences of going through an exam.
那他早晚会来的
Sooner or later, you know the exam will come.
你紧不紧张在乎你准备的怎么样
Whether you are nervous or whether you are worried, all depends on how well you're prepared.
你们有没有做过噩梦突然老师抽考然后自己没有好好读
Have you ever had a nightmare where you had a pop quiz and you didn't study for it?
那其他人你们这么好啊
Only a few, huh?
我们教会人太懒了没有做过这样子的梦举手
Anybody who has not had such a dream, where you had a pop quiz
这么少就这两个难怪你们比较心广体胖哈 我从小成绩不差，可是我做过好几次这种梦。
My grades weren't so bad, but I often had nightmares like that.
老师突然发考卷了。
All of a sudden, I get a pop quiz.
而且都是在那阵子我没有好好读书的时候。
And particularly in those times that I wasn't studying.
很少我做梦梦到老师发考卷是我因为我充分准备，我那天高兴得不得了。
And I seldom have dreams where I get an exam and I was so prepared, I was so excited that day.
所以醒来以后我就会比较认真一点。
So of course, after these dreams, I wake up, I'd be more diligent.
这也是神的怜悯，你知道吗？
This itself is God's grace.
所以没有做过这种梦的，我希望你多做一点。
So those of you who have not had such a dream,
以前有个弟兄很久没有读经了。
One time there was a brother who hasn't read God's word for a while.
他半夜做梦梦到有一天终于想读经了。
He dreamt one night that finally he had the desire to read God's word.
他把书架上的圣经拿下来，还拍拍灰尘了，都是灰。
And he took the Bible off the shelf and he dusted off the Bible.
结果一打开来，空的那一页。
And he opened the Bible and it was blank.
他想这印刷厂怎么会把圣经印空？他再翻一页。
I said, what's wrong with these printing companies?
又是空的。
It's all blank again.
他就这样子翻，发现每一页都是空的。
So he breezed through the entire Bible and the whole, every single page was blank. He was terrified.
他跑到隔壁弟兄姊妹家里面拿出圣经来看。
He ran to his neighbor's house and pulled their Bible.
他发现所有的圣经都空了。
And every single Bible that he flipped through were completely blank.
神把神的话收回去了。
God took back his word.
哇，他那天难过的要死。
And he was so sad.
然后醒过来的时候。
He woke up.
发现是梦。
And he realized he was dreaming.
赶快冲过去。
And he ran to the bookshelf.
圣经上果然是有灰尘啊。
Indeed, there was dust collecting on the Bible.
当他打开来的时候。
When he opened the Bible.
啊，发现字都还在，哇，他好感动啊。
He said all the words were still there.
啊，那天是梦醒了，就读了好多圣经。
And after he woke up from that dream, he was studying the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要被神提醒，有一个日子等候着我们。
Brothers, we need to be reminded that a day is waiting.
第一件事情，我们要知道这个日子非常非常的靠近了。
The very first thing we all need to know.That this day is very, very near.
这是主耶稣亲自说的。
Jesus said it himself.
他说：“看啊，我必快来。
”He says, "Behold, I am coming quickly."
他不是光只是讲我要来。
It's not simply saying that I'm coming.
他说我要快来。
He says, "I'm coming quickly."
他不仅仅讲我要快来。
He doesn't simply say that I'm coming quickly.
他说：“看啊，我要快来，我必快来。
”He says, "Behold, I am coming quickly."
Get attention, get 所有人的 attention.
He wants everybody to focus and pay attention to what he's saying.
大家都知道有一个日子等着我们。
That everyone would know.That a day is waiting.
而且马太福音二十四章告诉我们，他说人子近了，正在门口了。
It says Matthew chapter 24 that the Son of Man is near and he's at the door.
不仅仅近了，而且就在门口。
Not only is he near, he is right at your door.
昨天早上我在这里预备讲章，正好遇到这个点的时候。
And yesterday morning, as I was preparing, when I came across this point,
我的门铃就叮当响了。
And all of a sudden, the doorbell rang.
我就跑出去看
and I went to answer the door.
两个美国人耶和华见证人会的来这里这个
Two Jehovah Witnesses came to my house.
弟兄姊妹真的就在门口我从洞里面一看他就站在门口
And I looked, they were right at my door.
我本来不想开的这个因为念慈姊妹出门出得太急了门没锁所以门是半开的我不好意思不好开了
I wasn't going to answer, but when Sister Nancy left the house early in the morning, she forgot to close the door.
那天主耶稣来的时候你不开也得开啊。
That day when Jesus come knocking, even if you want to shut him out, you can't.
他说我就在门口。
Jesus says, I'm at the door.
雅各书第五章第八节主也说那边把雅各也说主已经近了。
And James chapter 5 verse 8 says that the Lord is near.
然后到第九节他就进一步的说看啊审判的主已经站在门口了。
And when it comes to verse 9, it says, Behold, the God, the Lord of Judgment is at the door.
我想我们都到火车站接过人。
We've all gone to the train station to pick someone up.
你要接的那辆火车开过来的时候。
And you see that the person that you're trying to pick up as the train approaches.
你知道你马上就要看见你要来接的人。
You know very soon you're going to pick up the person. You're going to see that person face to face.
我们开车要下 highway 的时候 exit 还有四分之一 mile.
When we come to the freeway, when we're about to exit a quarter mile away,
你心里面也都准备好我要出去了。
There's a readiness, there's a preparedness of our hearts that I'm about to exit.
我们要去开门六点钟来吃饭弟兄姊妹叮当你去开门因为你要开门你要看见你的客人。
And when you invited someone over, your guest over at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock shows up, somebody rings the doorbell, and you open the door, you know that guest is arrived.
当我们要考试的时候，当我们要动手术的时候，当我们要报税的时候，每一件事情都有它的那个时候到了。
And when you're about to take an exam, go into the surgery, or even do your taxes, you know that that day will come.
弟兄姊妹，请你们安静想一件事情。
But just I ask everybody, please take some time to think.
就说看啊。
The Lord says, Behold,
I'll be quiet.
I'm coming quickly.
主说我已经站在门口了。
The Lord says, I am at your door.
我是想问弟兄姊妹，我们真当回事相信他吗？
And I ask brothers and sisters, do you really take this seriously?
我们一起读一节圣经，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章一到三节，我们这里有打出来啊。
Well, we typed it out, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 3.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。啊，在这里，特别在这一节的圣经，我们可以看见三件事情。
And through these verses, you can see three important things.
第一件事情在这里讲到人正说平安稳妥，没有，就放刚刚。人正说平安稳妥的时候。
And when they say peace and safety.
换句话说，这个日子是人常常忽略或是轻视的一个日子。
And another word is the day that people seldom or they often neglect and they do not pay very
attention. 虽然圣经上神一再说，使徒们、圣经都一再提醒。
The Lord Himself, the Apostles, the Bible reminds us again and again that He is coming.
但是你说你的，我说我的。
But you can say what you're saying.
你说有危险的日子要来到，主要回来。
You say that day of danger will come, the Lord is returning.
但是人却在这里说平安稳妥。
All those around you are saying peace, safety.
你就发现人忽略，而且人轻视这个严肃的日子。
They neglect and they downplay the importance of that day.
啊、人正说平安稳妥的时候
Well, everyone is saying It's okay, it's peace, be safe
所以彼得后书第三章、哦、大家回家有空去读这一章这一章值得读一读
2 Peter chapter 3 It's important for you to read
彼得早就讲了到了末世必有一些人喜欢讥诮的人出来
And、Peter says that in the end time There will be mockers in those days、
啊、专门嘲笑那些凭着信心等候主回来的人
And they will mock those who by faith are waiting for the return of the Lord
啊、他说 主要降临的应许在哪里呢
Where is the promise of your Lord?
那主不是说他要降临吗
Didn't he say that he is coming?
那他的应许到底在哪里呢
Where are his promises?
他说你看整个万物跟起初创造的时候一模一样
So the creation from the very beginning has been the same、
啊、就跟挪亚进了方舟以后所有人都来嘲笑他这个人神经病
Just like Noah when he entered into the ark Everybody was laughing at him He's crazy
旱灾干成这个样子，你却说有大雨、有洪水要来。
And we are in the middle of a drought. You say a flood is coming.
弟兄姊妹，但当人在这里讥诮，人在这里不相信的时候
，When people are mocking and they do not believe.
圣经上说灾祸要忽然临到。
The Bible says the calamity will suddenly come.
这个2005年就大概是九月份。
2005, I think it's in the month of September.
我在报纸上看到一个消息，讲到在苏尔有一个人下了班累坏了。
I read a news on the paper that a man in Russia, after he got off work, he was exhausted.
他回到家想要好好的泡一个 bubble bath, 泡一个澡。
And he came home, he wanted to take a bubble bath.
所以他放了一盆热水，然后躺在里面，而且甚至睡着了。
And he filled up the bath and got to the point where he was so comfortable he fell asleep.
啊，他正在那里平安稳妥的时候。
When he thought it was all peaceful and everything was calm.
啊，他的浴缸砰一下掉到二楼去了。
And all of a sudden, the entire tub fell to the floor beneath him.
二楼有一对夫妇也是下了班正在看电视，正在平安稳妥的时候。
And his neighbors down below him, they were also tired, came home and sitting on the floor.
从天花板上掉下一个浴缸，一个光溜溜的人睡在里面。
All of a sudden, from their ceiling came down this tub with a naked man in the middle of it.
还好没造成灾祸哈。
It's a good thing nobody was really hurt.
那弟兄姊妹，人根本都不知道下一分钟要发生什么事。
Nobody knew what was going to happen next.
啊，泡澡的泡澡，睡觉的睡觉，看电视的看电视。
Those who are taking a bath, those who are watching TV, those who are sleeping, they do what they do.
啊，人正说平安稳妥 ，anything may happen.
Everyone is thinking, oh, it's okay, it's going to be peaceful, something happened.
主告诉我们他回来的日子很靠近。
The Lord says his return is imminent.
但是却没有一个人知道什么时候。
Yet no one knows when.
所以底下他说到第二个特点，讲到灾祸忽然临到他们。
The second characteristic is that the calamity comes all of a sudden.
所以圣经上也讲到主回来好像夜间的贼一样，没有人知道什么时候。
It just says the Lord comes like a thief in the night. Nobody knows when.
那这个日子的特点就是他会忽然临到。
The significance of this day is that it comes suddenly.
在你根本还没有想到、没有准备好的时候，他临到了。
When you least expect it, when you least feel like you're prepared, it comes.
所以关键在于我们到底相不相信他。
So the key point is whether you believe it or not.
刚才练习姊妹带诗的时候讲到 Aaron, 他不在我们多讲他没关系。
Sister Nancy talked about Aaron. Since Aaron's not here, we'll talk about him a little more.
他 很小的时候其实就读了 Left Behind 这本书。
When he was very young, he read the books, the Left Behind series.
所以你到他房间你在他床底下可以找到很多东西。
So underneath his bed, you can find many things.
有紧急的应急吃的食物也在里面。
And there may be some food for emergency, times of emergency.
那个棒球棒玩具枪都在底下。
And his baseball bat and his toy gun, they're all there.
因为他说他要准备 tribulation 的来到和大灾难的来临。
And he said he's waiting for the coming of the tribulation.
碰到新年碰到生日的时候爷爷奶奶婆婆有时候会给他红包。
And comes New Year's or his birthday,grandpa and grandma will give him some money.
我们说要帮他存到银行他说不要他不相信 bank.
We said, Aaron, we'll put it in the bank for you. And he said, no, I don't trust the bank.
他说因为大灾难的时候你到 bank 拿不到钱所以他要放到枕头底下。
When tribulation comes, you can't even get your money out of the bank, so he put it right in his pillow.
他还真当回事呢。
And he was very serious.
他说因为爸爸妈妈你们都走了我们怎么办。
He said, mom and dad, you guys are going to be taken up. What are we going to do?
我不晓得他为什么对我们这么有信心对他没信心。
I don't know why he has a certainty for mom and dad, but he has no certainty for himself.
但是我们告诉他说圣经上要教导我们是等候主回来不是等候大灾难的来临。
The Bible teaches us to wait for the return of the Lord and not the coming of the tribulation.
所以现在好多了他的钱可以放到银行去了。
Now it's much better. He could actually use the bank now.
他以前自己叫做 the tribulation fund.
And he calls it the tribulation fund.
那弟兄姊妹这个灾祸会忽然临到。
But this tribulation will come.
我听到有一个传道人的儿子他在他自己后面车牌上打了一句话。
And there was a pastor's son, he put this sticker on the, bumper sticker on the back of his car.
他在警告后面开车的人。
He's reminding the person who's driving behind him.
他说你们要小心。
He said, be careful.
他说这辆车的 driver anytime may disappear.
The driver of this car may disappear anytime.
因为你知道被提了吗
Because he's taken up.
他就是提醒后面的人你要小心我随时会被提的。
He's reminding the people behind him that he could be taken up at any time.
弟兄姊妹啊我们也巴不得有一天我们的信心能够进到这样子的地步。
And brothers and sisters, we pray that our faith will reach that point.
在这里提到的第三件事情。
And the third point that is mentioned in these verses.
不仅仅灾祸忽然要临到而且是绝不能逃脱。
Not only destruction comes suddenly, but you cannot escape.
好像惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样。
And just like the time of labor comes to the woman who's about to give birth.
它一定发生。
It will happen.
而且临到每一个人。
And it will come to everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道主快要回来哈。这个应许是应许，但是也是一个警告和提醒。
Friends, so this is a promise, a wonderful promise, but at the same time, it is a stern warning.
所以以赛亚在这里有一个祷告他说神啊我们在你行审判的路上等候你。
So Isaiah says, Lord, on the ways of judgment, we're waiting for you.
知道有一天主要回来。
And knowing that the Lord will return.
但是在主我们被带到永世里面去享受无穷喜乐之前。
And before we're brought into eternity and to enjoy the joy of the Lord.
我们每一个人都要面临审判。
Every single one of us will have a judgment.
神的儿女们。
The children of God.
是在千年国度之前的一个审判。
There's a judgment before the millennial years.
圣经上把它称作基督台前的审判。
It calls it the judgment before the throne of Christ.
这是神的儿女们所要去面对的。
Every single child of God we ought to face.
所以我们这一生如果我们在主的面前软弱不得胜得罪神。
So if you are weak and you offend the Lord in your lifetime.
虽然我们不会沉沦。
Though you will not perish.
但是我们还是要去交账。
But you will have to settle account.
我们一起读哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
在这里讲到我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心不是凭着眼见。我们坦然无惧是更愿意离开身体与主同住。所以无论是住在身内是离开身外我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报这叫做基督台前
Again, this is the judgment before the seat of Christ.
你想如果爸爸妈妈出门去参加聚会孩子在家
And you think that okay, mom and dad goes to a service at church and the kids are at home
孩子都知道爸爸妈妈要回来
And the kids know that the parents will come back
如果他们在家里面偷吃的不该吃的把不该弄的东西打破了全家弄得乱七八糟
If they ate what they're not supposed to eat and they broke the things that they're not supposed to break and the house is a complete mess
当听见爸爸妈妈 开门的声音的时候,
and when they hear that mom and dad is opening that front door, and how they're feeling inside.
跟那个爸爸妈妈不在家, 他们想孝顺爸爸妈妈,
and it's completely different than while mom and dad's not home, they're going to tidy up the whole place.
把碗都洗干净了,
they're going to wash all the dishes.
你们好像都觉得天翻夜谭,
it seems like none of your kids are doing this.
当他把家都弄得干干净净的时候,
and when they make the house completely clean,
他会想说爸爸妈怎么还不回来?
And they're going to say, how come mom and dad's not home yet?
当他听见爸爸妈妈开门的声音的时候,他里面满心欢喜,
and when they hear that mom and dad is coming in, they're rejoicing.
因为他预备好,
because they're prepared.
在弟兄姊妹当主耶稣回来的时候,
when the Lord comes back,
这一次的审判叫做家法处理,
and this time of judgment is a judgment within the household.
朋友,你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。